The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roofing.
Well, guys, I don't know about you, but 3 weeks into the high school football season, and it kind of feels like high school football out there tonight. A nice fall crispness in the air.
That's funny you say that, because when I was out taking the dogs out on a walk this morning, I said it's the first Friday it feels like football. It's kind of strange you'd say that. That's good. We both must be right. Who cares what Larry says?
Yeah, well, I wasn't taking the dogs out. I was trying to tee it up this morning. It was a little nippy out there.
Yeah, and the last couple Fridays, you walk outside, you just start sweating. It's been so hot and humid. Not the case today. It really gets me in the mood. I almost we had that band music back here in the Scoreboard Show, because the weather outside makes me feel like I hear band music on a Friday night.
Makes me feel like I'm hearing pads hitting. You can have the band. I'll take the football. Nothing against the band, obviously, but I'll take the football game.
Well, hope you're enjoying some high school football wherever you are tonight. Welcome everyone to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roofing. I am Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and of course we've got our head coach with us, Larry Wolf. And guys, we've talked a lot about the good matchups that we've seen so far in the first two weeks of the show, and we do have some of those tonight, but it does kind of seem like tonight, Larry, we were talking about this, it seems like there's a few more games that are not as close as we've had the first few weeks, maybe a couple more blowouts, maybe some of these teams are starting to figure out what they are.
Well, maybe the cream is starting to rise to the top. You know, we're starting to find out who these teams are, and some of the teams that we saw earlier in the year, I mean, we saw a Maslin team tonight is getting beat, and we thought, well, gee, that was a huge win in week one for Pickerington Central to beat Maslin. Of course we know Pickerington Central's good, but how good is Maslin? That's the question. And then we see a local team tonight beating Maslin. So.
Well, and they are not anymore. They were earlier. Okay. Reynoldsburg was up 3-0. The last update I have, though, Maslin Washington has taken a 9-3 lead. But you're right. And that was another thing we talked about. Reynoldsburg, if they lose tonight, they're going to be 0-3, but they're a really daggone good football team still, I think.
Well, their first two losses were to the number one and number three teams in our Super 7 poll. You know, and again, I know that Buddy White, Reynoldsburg's coach, wants to win, obviously, but I just don't think there's as much pressure in the regular season. It's more of a build than a win now, because you know, these regions have 18 teams, and 16 of them are going to the playoffs.
Right, so they know they're going to make it. But nonetheless, they lost to Upper Arlington in a shootout, and we know how good Upper Arlington is. I mean, they're pretty legitimate. They've got one of the premier running backs in the state of Ohio. Mm-hmm. And they could be 0-3. Reynoldsburg could be 0-3. It'd be a doggone tough out in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if that was so much of a shootout as a shoot themselves in the foot. Well, but, you know, they blew that 21-point lead. But, yeah, you know, Reynoldsburg, they've had their two losses are by a combined 3 points, you know, and that's tough.
Well, they're going to have to find a way to win those games, because you don't want to be 0-3.
And you talked about Pickerington Central there. I'm pretty sure we know they're really good. They're cruising tonight. Against a pretty good team, North Allegheny from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and well,
do they play football in Pennsylvania?
Western side of the state,
okay.
They do.
Yeah, I guess they do.
but yeah, that's it's not surprising. And I don't know, but it almost seems like, you know, we expect so much out of Pickerington Central. And, you know, I look back at, you know, when they got beat soundly in the state final last year. I mean, I don't know that any game has surprised me as much as that one did. You know, I think they lost, what, 44-3, something like that?
I think 44-6, yeah.
44-6. And, you know, you just don't ever expect that. But, I guess in my head, I was like, well, that kind of is a good cap for last year. You know, just get out of it. But, you know, I mean, they have distance themselves so much. I mean, it's one, and then everybody else is below them.
But if you remember last year, and of course I'm a little more privy to this because I'm a Darby guy, Darby played them tough in that second week of the playoffs or third week of the playoffs. I can't remember. I think it was the second game of the playoffs. It was close all the way down the stretch.
And you speak of Derby. We've got it on the computer screen right here. Westerville South has just scored to close the third quarter. Time runs out on the clock of the third quarter, and Westerville South has now taken a 25-21 lead over Hilliard Derby, pending the extra point or two-point conversion here. And this is another one, Lee, in the Super 7. Almost everybody has Westerville South as the second-best team in the mm-hmm. area. Hilliard Derby's creeping up there, though. They're mm-hmm. one of those teams right there. This is a big game right now for these two teams.
Oh, yeah, and it's interesting what Westerville South's doing. You know, they've got Caden Saunders playing out of the Wildcat. I think what Coach, you said about every other series, it almost seems like. And, you know, they've got to, you know, find a way to get him the ball. I mean, he's a dynamic player. He's, you know, obviously going to Penn State to play wide receiver, but they hadn't been able, you know, in the opener, they didn't get him the ball too much as a wide receiver. And, I mean, it doesn't take, you know, a good head coach like you or guys like Ryan and I that sit behind a microphone to say, your best player out there, you better get the ball in his doggone hands.
Yep. He's got to get the ball in his hands. And the problem with him in the Wildcat is you still have four or five wideouts out there. So he runs the ball, cocks his arm to throw it, and you know he's got a great arm. He's a center mm-hmm. fielder in baseball.
Yeah.
So, you know, he can throw it, he can run it. And he's dynamic with the football. So this is going to be tough. The only thing Derby is doing right now is they're just keeping the football. So it's 25-21 right now. And Derby gets the ball back, so who knows what it'll be.
Yeah, it's an adjustment for Westville South because they had Peter Pedrazzo for a few years. And to, you know, we see some of these schools, like the Olentangy Liberty, Olentangy Orange, and Olentangy, have a new quarterback every year. And there's something to be said about that, but also when you go into practice and you say, okay, the one thing we don't have to worry about is a quarterback.
Yeah,
we're good there. Yeah. And I think it, you know, it's got to be a little bit interesting and a little bit, it's you can obviously tell they've made some adjustments from that first game. They had last week off, so if they were putting in wrinkles like this, I know this, they would much prefer to play.
Absolutely.
But if you've got that extra week this early in the season, you could say, okay, let's throw something in here.
Well, and you can't scout it because you never saw it, and so now you see it, you're trying to make the changes on the fly. That's tough to do because, you know, even in a school the size of Derby, they've got four or five kids that are going to go both ways. And so you can't communicate all those changes that you need to communicate. You don't have them on the sideline very long. And Derby had the football the last time they scored. I think they had it for about a minute and a half. They ran two or three big plays, got it down the field, and scored too quickly. You know, they have to take more time. They need to have those 10 and 11 play drives to milk the clock and keep this offense off the field. If you're Derby, you have to keep the football. And you have to score.
It's one of those things that, you know, somebody breaks off like a 60-yard run, you're celebrating, but in your mind going, doggone it.
Don't score yet. Too much time left. They almost did it at the end of the half. Derby scored with 52 seconds to go in the half, and Westerville South went right down and had four plays inside the 10-yard line, and Derby kept them out. So, I mean, it's craziness.
And, Lee, we were talking about this one week after the show. I think it was after the first week. Peter Pedrazzo, I mean, this kid was an all-state quarterback in Division I. He was really good. And I told you, I just wasn't sure how good Westerville South was going to be without him. We had Coach Christ on the first week. You asked about the quarterbacks. He basically said no comment. There's obviously something here that they're working with. Is Caden Saunders the answer? I don't know. It's working okay right now. But again, this is, where does Westerville South go here? How good are they? They're proving tonight they're still pretty good, because Derby, I think, is really good as well, too.
Yeah, and if you're Westerville South, however you have to get him the football, he mm-hmm. has to have the ball in his hands, whether it's jet sweep, whether he runs the wing back counters, whether he is in the Wildcat, he has to have, or you put him in a wide receiver and you put Trips the other side and you single him up. Somehow he's got to get the ball in his hands because he's an absolute game breaker.
Well, don't forget, New Albany did that a few years ago with Darren Lee.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah,
he's a matchup problem.
Yeah, and because, you know,
Brendan White, Liberty.
Brendan White did it. The kid from Westerville Central, Konzak, I think was his name. And I talked to Coach Magistro, and I was like, well, how, you know, what'd you – how'd you put your middle linebacker at quarterback? He said, well, he's a quarterback on defense. I figure he'd be our best choice for quarterback on offense.
Does the name Jack Sawyer mean anything to you?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the guy's going to be maybe an all Big Ten, maybe an NFL defensive end type of player, and he's playing quarterback at the high school level. That's a matchup problem.
It says something about taking your best athlete and, you know, saying, you know, we've got to get the ball in your hands. We just have to.
Well, you know, those of us that have been lucky to have a guy like that just once or twice in our career, they get the football. I mean, Antoine Harris ran the jet sweep for us. He ran the wingback stuff. He ran the sweeps for us. And by the way, he also threw the passes for us because he'd run jet sweep and the whole world would chase him and he'd stop and just dump it over the top of people. And he threw for 8 or 9 or 10 touchdowns in one season just because everybody had to stop him. So that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do.
Guys, just as we were talking here, we have had a couple games go final.
Wow.
One here in the area, Upper Arlington. They're trying to stake their claim as being the top dog behind Pickerington Central. They hammer Springboro tonight, 38-7. What an impressive start for Arlington this year with Coach Buttermore.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they're, they've just been... I think that first game was so key to them because, and Coach can, you know, speak more to it, but they come back from that big, big victory and, you know, they rally hard. And then last week they go up to Toledo and roll St. Francis. You know, this is their first 3-0 start in 5 seasons. You know, this is, I guess, what we kind of expect from Upper Arlington football right now. And, you know, Ryan's been on the, I don't know so much the Upper Arlington bandwagon, but you've been on the Coach Buttermore bandwagon for 2 years now.
Well, and I told you before the year started, I thought Arlington was going to be good for two reasons. They had a really good running back returning in Carson Grisak, and we've seen that. He, you know, the first week of the season, he was great. I don't have any stats on what he's done tonight, though. And Justin Buttermore, he won at Tri-Valley. He won at Granville. He was an assistant coach on some great Davidson teams with Brian White, and now he's winning it up Arlington. Last year, that's a different year. That's a hard year in your first year at a school to implement what you do. You don't have the time to do that. This year, they have the unlimited time in the summer, and you're seeing the results, I think, at least, the first three games.
Well, and that's what he even said last week. He said, you know, it just wasn't a season that first year. You know, you really didn't get to put in anything. You know, he said this was really his first off season.
Throw last year out. If you were successful last year, great. If you weren't successful last year, write it off because nobody knows. There are teams that are still dealing with COVID. I mean, they're still dealing with it now. So you still could have one of those seasons.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because the second final that we have here, Jackson tonight is beating Tri-Valley 24-3. Jackson was supposed to play Licking Valley tonight, and Tri-Valley was supposed to play Zanesville. Obviously, both of those two teams opened up. Licking Valley couldn't play. Zanesville couldn't play, so they play each other. And Jackson usually has a good football team. Tri-Valley usually has a really good football team. Does this last-minute change this week, Larry, and have any indication on this game, or is Jackson just that much better than Tri-Valley?
It's hard to – how do you know? I mean, how do you know how these teams even prepare? When did they know that they weren't going to have a game? You know, how early in the week did they know? Did they have a chance to change films? Did they have a chance to see each other? Did they have a chance to do any scouting at all? I mean, do you get on the phone and call your buddies? I mean, what do you do? Depends on what day of the week they decide to play that game.
I think, isn't that a case where you just worry about you?
You?
Let's just do what we do. They're going to know, you know, just generically what kind of defense, what kind of offense they play.
And who's the home team? Who had to travel? Who had to do all those arrangements? You know, anytime you upset the apple cart like that, funny things happen. I mean, come on, guys. We saw a Minnesota team last night take the Buckeyes to the fourth quarter in deep water, and you know, they were horrible last year. Throw out last year. It's meaningless.
Yeah, for sure. And one more final, guys, here. Just as we were talking about that Tri-Valley-Jackson game, New Albany has beaten Licking Heights tonight by a score of 49-14. We're going to take our first break here on the Scoreboard Show. When we come back, though, hopefully we'll have a couple more finals to give you. Plus, we'll talk about some of these games going on already. Big game between Marysville and Pick North, Bradley and Westerville Central. Pickerington Central, of course, with a big game tonight. Berlin and Scioto. We'll talk about all those coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444-ROOF.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
God sometimes renamed people in Scripture when He did something radical in their lives. Simon was one of them. Jesus took him on a long journey from Galilee to Caesarea Philippi, where there's a massive stone cliff. He didn't want Peter to forget that image as long as he lived. And there, before the rock overshadowing the town, Jesus renamed Simon Peter, which means rock. He wanted that image seared into his mind, the image of stability itself. He wanted Peter to think of that every time somebody said his name. Good morning, rock. Rock, would you please pass the fish? Jesus knew that self-perception determines action, and he needed Peter to act as a rock-solid leader for his church. You may have all sorts of names for yourself. Jesus is speaking a new name over your life. Feel worthless? Your new name is worthy. Feel dirty? He calls you pure. Powerless? He calls you mighty. Poor? Rich in him. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to help kick off our home football season at the Cardinal Kickoff Tailgate on September 10th. Join us at 5 p.m. for food, fun, and fellowship before the Cardinals take on Youngstown Cheney at Walt Plank Field. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. Ryan Baker, the guru Lee Cochran, and head coach Larry Wolf all joining you. Week number three of the 2021 high school football season. Hey, don't forget, if you ever miss any of the scores, you can get them on our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AM820Scoreboard. And Lee, ThisWeekSports.com, it'll be firing up with game recaps about 3 minutes after they finish, huh?
Yeah, guys are pretty good. That's a talent to get the game stories in as quick as they do, and then you get the photos and but there's something on the site every day. Yeah, all you got to do is go there every day, and there's going to be something different for you.
You know, I like that. You talked about that last week, and there really is. You got the Super 7 poll, obviously, that we all get to vote in, which is pretty cool. And then our predictions. I've had a good year so far. You're struggling a little bit out of the gate. late, but you'll catch me by the end, I'm sure.
Boy, that only took you 2 weeks to get that in. There you go.
I got you a little bit. You had a rough first week, though. I mean, that was like a mulligan almost. That first week was tough. You bounced back last week.
Go for the double leg takedown. I think you can take him right now.
Hey, left turn, coach.
Little fireman carry.
Good thing we got this plexiglass in between. Hey, we talked about some of the big games in the area, and Lee, I was going to go somewhere else, but at the break we were talking about this one, and I saw your face, so I want to go there. Two of the teams that, again, could be right in that mix for maybe the next best team behind Pickerington Central in the area this year. Marysville traveled to Pick North tonight, and with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter in that game, Marysville has a 31-6 lead, and when I said that, I just saw your face, and it made me want to go there first.
Yeah, but Marysville got the start they needed. Cameron Jones returned the opening kick 93 yards for a touchdown. You know, especially when you're the visiting team and you do that.
Like they needed that.
Well, not only did Cam Jones do that, but then he had a pick six after that.
Yeah, right after that. You know, so you go down there and you're saying, okay, let's keep our eye on Gabe Powers. And Gabe's played a good game. I mean, I think with 2 minutes remaining, Jared Ulrey, who's covering the game, texted me and said North has only 145 yards of offense. So, you know, North, you know, and on the bright side, North gets to rebound next week against Central.
It's a fun night, isn't it? It's a fun night.
Easy couple weeks, huh?
Yeah,
but this Marysville team, you know, obviously coming into this year, last year, all you heard about was Gabe Powers, but they're obviously a lot more than that, Coach.
Obviously, they're more than that. Gabe Powers is the focal point. There's no question. And what that means is everybody else just has to step up a little bit, and then they become real factors. And that's what you're seeing tonight. I mean, you've got other people besides Gabe Powers. He's the guy you have to stop. There's no question.
Yeah.
And he's going to get his no matter what you do. The problem is you have to shut everybody else out and make him be the one guy. If he's going to beat you, then he's got to beat you by himself. You can't let other guys do it. And that's where they're at right now.
Well, and you look at it like last week, you know, his brother, who's a year younger, Colton, you know, he's playing alongside of him at linebacker. He's the one that had 12 tackles last week against Lancaster.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, Coach, we talked to Coach Johnson. He said, you know, the thing about Gabe is he's just a great person.
He's a team player.
Yep. He's a team player. Now, I mean, that kind of stuck out to me. And, you know, we've heard that about a lot of the top players, but it's very, very, very telling when you don't hear it about some top players.
When your best player is your best teammate, you're going to have a pretty good team. Mm-hmm.
Guys, two games that have gone final here. One we knew about. This one just went final. Rough start this year for Olentangy Liberty. 49-0. They lose to St. X tonight.
Wow. Yeah. And again, it's one of those games where I don't know that you're surprised that they lost, but you're just surprised about the 49. Yeah. And that's their first 1-2 start since 2013, and that was also the last time they didn't have a winning season.
Yeah. Well, and they've had. Listen, they're one of those teams in Central Iowa that just schedules anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to play anybody because they know down the road it's going to make them better, mm-hmm. and that's what they do. And so you get a 49-0. Guess what? Monday's practice is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, and then you also look at it. They're in the OCC Central, yeah. You know, and I mean, that all of a sudden is, you know, an interesting conference or division. I mean, Upper Arlington, 3-0. Davidson could be 3-0. You know, Bradley is looking good. You know, the teams that have been up there, you know, like Kaufman and Liberty, you know, those are the teams that are struggling now.
Yeah, who wants to think of Davidson as maybe the third or fourth best team in that league? Yeah. I mean, think about that for a minute.
And just sticking on this Liberty here with the expanded playoffs this year, would anyone be shocked if they made a run in the postseason?
No, they do it every year. And I know, you know, We've talked to coaches that said it's a little bit different this year, especially in Division One.
Yeah,
it's different. You know, there's not that urgency. You know, because you win a game, you're probably in. You win two, you're in. Now, if you only win two or three games, you've got to, you know, probably
Pickerington Central.
you're looking at traveling into Pickerington probably. But you know, it's different, and that's. And the one thing about that, and I was thinking about that when I was doing the notes for the tonight, that, you know, you see some of these that say has been in the playoffs, you know, the last 9 years. Yeah, that loses a little bit of the luster now.
Yep.
It really does. In Division One, it does. You know, or is in the playoffs for the first time in,
30 years.
Ten years. Yeah, 10 years. Yeah, I mean, you know, and I would love to see a team like Grove City build it and get in the playoffs. It'd be the first time in a long time. But, you know, if you're, and I'm not saying Grove City's going to finish 3-7, but if you're a team that's 3-7, you're in the playoffs for the first time in forever. Westland, for example.
Yep.
They're looking at going 3-0 for the first time since, I think, like 2006, when the last time they were in the playoffs. If they finish, 4-6, they're in the playoffs. Great. You're in the playoffs. I don't know. I feel weird about hanging my hat on that.
Yeah, and it's a little different. These teams that are going to the playoffs, what I'm really going to be excited about is week two of the Division I playoffs. Because all the pretenders will be gone, and there are 8 or 10 really solid teams. I mean, really solid teams. You're going to have Marysville. You're going to have maybe a Darby team in there. You're going to have an Arlington team in there. Holy shmoly, there's going to be some good football teams.
But and you
Westville
brought it,
South.
You brought it up week one. That the good, if there is a good thing to this, it's a team, say, for example, like a DeSales, whose best player is going to be out at least 5 weeks, they're expecting. And, you know, 2-3, 3-2, whatever. If they end up being like the 12th seed, do we really think with Jonathan Thompson playing at 100%, they're the 12th best team in that region? No.
Well, we know there's been times DeSales has made the state championship game as an 8th seed in their region.
Oh, so. Yeah. I remember they were 5-5 and made it to the state finals.
So there might, and I think those are the games in the first round that I'm looking forward to. You know, the 8-9. The 10-7, those games that could be that should be interesting matchups.
Guys, we must have hit a sweet spot here because we have had a lot of games go final. Lee, you just talked about this one a second ago, and it just came across, so I will go there. Hilliard Bradley beats Westerville Central 38-7. Just ouch on that one.
Well, and again, we were talking about running clocks. And that one kind of threw me off a little bit. That's the first time Bradley's beaten Central. Central had been 4-0 against them. They hadn't played since 2015, I think it was. Central had won those four games by an average of like 23 points a game. But,
And Darby beat Bradley last week.
So yeah. And that's what I was going to say. It's you've said it, Coach. Other coaches have called it and said a lot of it has to do with matchups. I think Central's more of Bradley's style, what Bradley's used to seeing in practice all the time, what their kids are used to playing. And so you pick up the nuances of that. That score really blows me away. It does.
Well, that's why it's always been historically difficult for teams that matched up with Davidson in the playoffs. You don't see that offense, but once every few years when you play Davidson, that's the only time you see that. Well, now you got Darby and Davidson running that similar kind of offense.
And with Davidson, they get the opening kickoff.
You're not getting the ball back.
Take 9 minutes, score. Then you'd go, 3-and-out or maybe get a first down, punt it. They end the half, they're up 14-0, and it changes your game.
And just as you were talking about that game, it just came across as final. Davidson, they are 3-0 on the year. They shut out Independence tonight, 20-0. The one league game we had this week in the Mid-State League, Bern Union has beaten Zanesville Rosecrans 48-6. Pick Central, 3-0, 35-0. They beat North Allegheny. Wow. The Battle of Pickerington next week, Lee, is that even going to be close?
Well, I think with the way we talk about things, we expected the Hartley Harvest Prep to be 70-60, and that was a low scoring game. And
a great point.
Yeah, and I think Coach could say this too. We laughed about it, and I think it was off air that I said I'd never make fun of a coach ever again for saying that rivalry games, you throw the records out the window, because for some reason these things just usually end up tight.
I promise you, Pickerington North is going back to practice on Monday, and they're going to have an edge about them. They're going to be mad at the world, and I know they're playing Pick Central, but this is a neighborhood game, and they're going to come ready for bear. And I promise you, it's going to be a long night for Pick Central. They're going to probably win the game. But I'm telling you, they're going to pay a price.
I guess when I look at these kind of games, it could be very tight. It could be a 27-24 game, yep. Or it could be 49-3. Yep. And I don't think you're going to see a 14 game.
Lee, you mentioned Hartley in their game with Harvest Prep last week. They beat Canal Winchester tonight 48-21. This was a weird game, Lee. Hartley was up 21-0 after the first quarter. Then Canal Winchester scores to start the second half. Then they get a scoop and score. 12 seconds later, they score 21, and we're tied at 21 at half. But then Hartley runs away with it in the second half.
Yeah, I don't think I'm too surprised about that. Another program that just gets better as the season goes on. And as I'll say it before Coach does, you know, you get those teachable moments.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
and
right.
And but that's kind of been Hartley's bugaboo for a while. You know, the turnovers. So you know, I mean, but they're such a good team.
And how about this schedule to start for Hartley? You talked about Liberty playing people. Yeah. They go to play Youngstown Ursuline on the road to start. Then they get Harvest Prep, who's obviously smaller in size but a really good team. They play a Division I team tonight in Canal. Next week it's Cleveland Benedictine.
Oh, piece of cake. Come on. They'll play the JVs halfway through that game. It's just murderer's row.
Guys, we've got a couple teams in the area that are 0-3 that we're not used to. One of those is Olentangy. They fall to Lancaster tonight, 34-15.
Yeah, the spread of that because, you know, Lancaster have been struggling to score, struggling with any kind of offense, and, you know, they, you know, you're talking they 10 points in two games. You know, I mean, that's just that's crazy to see how Lancaster just, you know, rolled it up.
All right, so what's going on at Olentangy? That's the next question then. The next question is, do they need to get into their league before they come alive? Because we know they will, and every year they do. Every year they go on a roll too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is crazy.
Lee, I'm glad I sent you a text this week and switched this pick on my original picks. Westerville North knocks off Watkins Memorial 49-16. I almost made a mess up there.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm a nice guy. I'm gonna admit that because normally when picks are made, they're in stone. But you know, I didn't do that to you. I wasn't going to. You know, but you know,
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
by the way.
I mean, you know, this is. You kind of wondered when North was going to turn around. They had that big year last year.
Yep.
And, you know, they were determined to prove it wasn't a fluke, that it was a stepping stone. And, you know, they'd lost Westerville Central in the opener by a touchdown. And then they got clobbered by New Albany. But, you know, we're seeing that means very little. I mean, I won't say it means very little, but New Albany's clobbering everybody, it seems, right now.
Let's go down the line here. Dublin Kaufman, they fall to 0-3. They lose to Cincinnati Princeton 44-14. I don't know. They were kind of in a no-win situation here this week, Lee. They were supposed to play Clayton Northmont, who we know is a good team. Northmont had to back out. Springfield wanted to play him, who's obviously a good team. They get Cincinnati Princeton. I don't know if Kaufman was in a good situation here this week.
Maybe all three schools just had something about Kaufman.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, but Kaufman, you know, they're giving up more. They're allowing more than 40 points a game. Yep. I mean, you're not used to seeing that out of Kaufman. And, you know, there's a little bit of adjustment. You got a first-year coach and changed a lot of things around. Kaufman could be a team that gets in, you know, that 12, 11, 10, 9 area. And, you know, if they start putting it together, it's going to be a team you really don't want to see. Because and you look at it that way because – you expect them to be good. I mean, they're historically good. Yeah. You know, it's not saying a tradition. I mean, they're just historically good. And so, you know, I think it gets turned around. But it's not the division you want to be in to try to turn it around.
No way.
You know, the teams you're looking at that were, what, 0-2 coming into tonight, Orange, Kaufman, and Liberty.
And Orange is 0-3 now. That one's gone final. They lose to Toledo Central Catholic 28-0.
Yeah, you know, and so you're looking at those three teams at 0-3, and they were, you know, right there at the top of the division last year.
Absolutely. So out, you know, penthouse and outhouse. That's the way it goes. It's
Guys, before we take a break here, I want to run through a couple more of these games that we have that's final. Granville's 3-0. They beat Eastmore tonight 54-18. London gets their first win of the year. They beat Marion Franklin by a score of 48-6. Newark Catholic's 3-0. This was a good game between two, a good matchup between two smaller schools, but Newark Catholic gets by Columbus Academy 35-15. Jonathan Alder's 0-3. Another one of those schools you're not used to seeing 0-3. They lose to Bloom Carroll tonight. 23-3 is the final in that one. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show. More finals coming up, and we were going to talk about some games going on, but we had too many finals coming in. Maybe we'll get to some of those as well as some coaches. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. oaklandnursery.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute.
Why is contraception wrong?
In sex, the husband and wife give themselves to each other fully, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully, which is the kind of love that everyone longs for. No one says, "I hope my wife cheats on me," or "I want my soulmate to hide things from me." So why is "I love you, but not your fertility" okay? Christ showed us true love by giving his whole life freely, without reservation, never abandoning us, even if it meant dying on a cross. This sacrifice gave us eternal life. If you've been listening, you might get where we're going. Sex is only loving when it's a free, total, faithful, and fruitful gift of self like Christ's love. In fact, in every Catholic marriage ceremony, the bride and groom vow to love each other in this very way. So you decide. Do you want your marriage to reflect God's love? Or would you rather settle for something less? For more Young Catholic Minutes, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
If you're exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list as a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries. Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
I wish all of you guys could have heard Coach Wolf in here during the break, breaking down this Darby-Westerville-South game here as it heads towards the end. Hilliard-Darby actually just scored. They have now taken a 34-31 lead over Westerville-South. A minute 20 left on the clock, though. That's too much time, right, Wolfie?
Way too much time.
They made the extra point?
Yeah, they made the extra point. It should have fallen down at the one-yard line, taking two more timeouts to slow this thing down.
That's hard to tell, kid.
No kidding. He's going to get the ball all four times, the same young man, so... You know, the quarterback kept it and went for a touchdown from about the 9-yard line out. But if he'd have fallen down at the one, they could have taken a knee.
Yeah,
and run another.
Well, we talked about how nice it is to have a quarterback you have faith and trust in.
Yeah.
And I think Coach Santagna's got one, especially with his offense.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to have someone you have a ton of faith in.
Well, and he can run it, and he can throw it. And he's a leader, and he's one of those great kids. He is the best kid on the team, and he's the best teammate. And that's what all the kids say about him. So that's fantastic.
Welcome back, everyone, to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Abel Roof. I'm Ryan Baker. The voices you heard there were our head coach, Larry Wolf, and Lee Cochran, the guru from This Week Sports. We'll keep you updated here as we are watching this Hilliard Derby Westerville South game head down to the wire here. Again, minute 19 left in that one, 34-31. Derby leads Westerville South. Guys, when we were at break, we had another game go final. Northridge kicks a late field goal. They knock off Grandview tonight, 17-14. So Northridge improves to 2-1. Grandview, falls to
1-2.
1-2 on the year. A couple games going on, guys. Massillon Washington is starting to pull away from Reynoldsburg a little bit. 24-10. The score in that one, it looks like Dublin Jerome, after trailing early, is going to come away with a win tonight. Late in their game against Shaker Heights, the Celtics lead 24-14. Lee, this is a pretty impressive start for Jerome in Coach Glass's first year with the team.
Yeah, and because I don't know that any of us thought that they'd be 3-0 at this point. Obviously, they did. But it just kind of not what you're expecting in Dublin so much right now, you know. Scioto's been, you know, they had to rally to beat Watkins. They had the close game against Grove City. You know, we just talked about Kauffman
being
0-3.
They're finding a way to win.
And that pays off, obviously, you know. And but when you have those multi-school communities, you know, it's interesting to see how that dynamic can shift at times.
Yeah. Sometimes the ebb and flow goes from school to school, and that's just the way it works.
Well, I mean, we saw for years it was Davidson. Darby would sneak in there every once in a while. Then it was Bradley there for a few years. And you know, right now it's looking, you know, Davidson. Well, all three of them again.
Yep.
And that's where we're used to seeing in Hilliard.
Yeah,
are all three schools.
All three are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys, a couple more of these games that are still going on right now. Watterson leads Reedy 17-7. This one is a fun one, Coach Wolf, because they haven't played each other since 1989.
It's been a long time. When they split the CCL into the silver and gold, that's when it stopped.
The Reedy in this one, the opening kick of the game, they went onside, and in the first play of the game, they threw a touchdown pass. They held on to a 7-0 lead for quite some time, but Watterson has been able to come back and put some points on the board. Reedy, unfortunately, has not. Staying there with CCL teams, DeSales was down big, 34-14 to Berea Mid-Park, but they have scored two touchdowns to make this one a close one. It's 34-27 late in this one. Gabe Caruso with a couple touchdowns for the Stallions there. They're fighting hard.
They're going to continue to fight hard. They don't know any other way.
I do find that one kind of surprising because Berea comes in at 0-2. But, you know, go back to that Watterson game. Larry, when was the only time that Reedy beat Watterson?
Probably 1983.
And what else happened that year?
They won a state championship.
There you go.
Guys, and just as we talked about,
the former Reedy coach passes tonight's quiz.
Never a doubt, Coach Wolf.
Oh, there was a lot of doubts. I don't know what day the trash goes out. I don't know how you remember stuff like that.
That DeSales game has gone final, so the Stallions lose. They fall to 1-2. They lose by a score of 34-27 tonight. And then, Lee, in the City League last night, we didn't even talk about this one. I skipped right over it. We did have a Thursday night game. Afrocentric knocks off Mifflin 38-6. Afrocentric's program is becoming something in the City League.
Yeah, and they're such a small school.
Yep.
And they're playing against school. They were getting the City League, and they're playing against schools bigger than them all the time. And we always said, you know, if they got into the playoffs, well, last year they did, and they won a couple games.
You saw
that happen. And, you know, we talk about momentum going into the off season, how it can inspire kids. It can bring kids out of the hallways that hadn't played football that, you know, are football players. And to see what they're 2-1 now. Hey, you just don't know what's going to happen. Get a couple more wins. That's a city league win, too.
And you're in the city league, so you got a chance to get a couple more wins because you know that there's going to be a team down there that's not going to be as ready as you are. So they've got a chance.
Guys, Deshaun Jennings has just hit Marquez Gillum for a touchdown from 30 yards out. Reynoldsburg has cut that Massillon lead to 24-16. Probably not enough time left for them to come back in this one, but Buddy's team fighting hard.
How do you look at that, Coach? I mean, you know, they've lost, you know, it looks like they're going to lose a third tough game. I mean, you're close. You're right there. But you're just not doing. I mean, you keep with the cups half full. Hey, we're playing good teams very well.
You're starting to pay for the successes that you've had. Other teams aren't going to schedule you. You're going to have to schedule up the next level. And they're finding that they can play with these teams. They just haven't found a way to beat them. Now you have to take the next step. You got to play them first. Now you got to beat them. And you know, they're a good football team. We talked about that Reynoldsburg team early and often. And they're a good football team. They're going to be 0-3.
0-3 is, let me go back here. I just got two finals. Well, one of them here is this Watterson-Reedy game, 24-7. That's the final in that one. So Watterson avoids the 0-3 start. Reedy and Watterson both now 1-2. Coach Kennedy gets his first win of the year. And the other one, Dublin-Jerome, they give Shaker Heights the loss tonight. So Shaker Heights now is 0-3. Dublin Jerome, though, 3-0, like we kind of talked about with Coach Glass, 24-20. They get the win in that one. So congratulations to those teams for getting the win there tonight as well.
Yeah, they play two Toledo area teams and then a Cleveland area team. Yeah, let's see what they can do in Central Ohio, right, Coach?
Stop traveling to the North Coast.
Guys, another Dublin team here that we haven't talked about this one. Pretty big game tonight with Berlin and Scioto. And Berlin has led most of this game 17-0. Scioto has gotten a touchdown, so it's 17-7. But the Bears holding the Scioto offense in check. Scioto's been a weird team this year. They've got off to slow starts in games, but they've won both of their first two. They're going to have to try to do the same tonight with Berlin.
Yeah, and you know, we had a lot of, you know, I guess high expectations for Scioto. You know, Amari Jenkins, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the area. You know, and you know, back for another year. Just a little bit surprising. What is that, Coach? I mean, you know, they had the lead on Grove City, and then Grove City came back on them. Then they trailed Watkins Memorial, and you know, had to come back, had to have a huge second half rally to win that game. I mean, you know, is especially for Carl Johnson, who I think this is his 22nd or 23rd yeah. year. I mean, this has got to be just mind-numbing to him to say, you know, we're missing something. How do you find what you're missing at that point?
I'm gonna tell you, sometimes when you have teams that are, let's say, 5-5 for a whole 10 game, you do your best coaching because you're looking, you've got so many holes in the dam, you're trying to fill them up, and every Sunday you come in there trying to fix another problem. And so the really great coaches like Carl Johnson, I mean, he's been doing it for 1,000 years. He's one of the old war horses in this area. He knows how to get his teams ready to go. And down the road, yeah, they're going to stub their toe. They're going to have their rough nights. But sooner or later, they're going to figure out who they are, what they can do, and they're going to do that. And if that's good enough to win, they win. And if that's not good enough, they won't win.
Well, and then you look at the other side, Berlin. You know, they lose their only quarterback they ever had.
Right.
And, you know, they'd made the playoffs, and you start thinking, well, is this when they take a little bit of a turn? And because it's the first time they really had to turn over a roster. Yep. They just had the same kids for 3 years pretty much. Yep. And then they start turning over a roster. You know? And if you look at that schedule, you know, if you're just eyeballing the schedule in beginning of August, you're seeing DeSales, Olentangy Orange, and Scioto. You know, it's you know, in your mind, you're like, well, 0-3 is a real possibility there.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, they beat the sales. Orange is still, you know, kind
not
of misranked
sure.
to me
not
because,
sure. yep.
because you know, even Zeb said, you know, it's the most talent they've had in, you know, four or five years, you know, and it's just got to come together. But, you know, I think, you know, what Coach Norrie's doing there at Berlin, I mean, you know, this says a lot to me. If they pull off this one and they go to 3-0,
And they did. It has gone final we were talking, 17-7.
17-7, that's a great win.
Yeah,
that's
it was our thisweeksports.com game of the week, and we had a lot of discussions because you want to pick a great game, but a game that you think's going to be close, and it came down to it, and I was pulling for a different game, and that's, again, you know, it's one of the things that you know smart people do, or I don't know about smart, I guess.
No, but you're a wrestler, you can't.
Yeah,
no, can't.
But you sit there and you take the advice of others, and you say, okay, I'm going to go with what you guys say.
Guys, another one has gone final here while we were talking. Central Crossing gets their second win of the year. They beat Northland 35-18. It's been a tough start for the City League so far here in 2021. And then we've been talking about this Massillon-Reynoldsburg game. We talked Reynoldsburg scored. Well, it didn't take long. Massillon struck right back, so they extended their lead back up to 31-16.
Yeah, so that one's just probably about over then, yeah.
And then also just about over as we watch over here, Hilliard Darby and Westerville South. 10 seconds left to go in this one. Darby just broke up a pass towards the end zone. Are they going to hang on, Wolfie?
It's 4th and 10, and the ball's at about the 40-yard line, and they're throwing Hail Marys here. So we'll wait one more play. But if they complete it, don't tackle him. Just let him run around a little bit and then tackle him, because if they kill the clock, they'll have one more play.
Yeah, they are right there, 42-yard line. And they're scrambling right now as Westerville South.
The game's over.
And Hilliard Darby knocked the ball away. 1 second left, but that should be it. Yeah. So it looks like Darby's going to go to 3-0. Big win for them.
Huge win for Darby. You're talking about a good Westerville South team. Westerville South has great athletes. They really do. They've got speed at every position. And, you know, they have one of the area's top players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the real deal now. I'm telling you, you watch this young man play, he's phenomenal. And, you know, it was who had the ball last, and it almost came down to that. Darby took the ball with about 8 minutes to go and took it down the field and scored with 1:19. And I said then there was too much time left on the clock, and South went right down the field.
Well, and it's what we've talked about. You know, they just haven't had anyone settle in and take over at quarterback. You can have a lot around, but if especially in that offense, they need somebody who can get the ball to people who they have confidence in. And it's been a little bit of a struggle. And you know, Coach Chris has yeah, I think everyone's got enough faith in him that they'll get it figured out.
I'll bet they do get it figured out. They have too many quality players, and whether Jalen comes in and plays the quarterback position for two or three series, that'll mess up on defense all night. You have to make adjustments immediately for that. And then he goes back out to wide receiver, and then he goes back out to slot, and then he goes back to running back. You have to account for him, and that's a nightmare scouting. That's a nightmare.
Well, it's got to be a nightmare for practice, too.
Oh, it's horrible. You don't have anybody that can simulate that kind of speed and that kind of athleticism. So,
guys, maybe our surprise final of the night to me as far as the team that won here, but St. Charles gets their first win of the year. They knock off Amanda Clear Creek tonight, 14-9. Amanda Clear Creek coming in undefeated. St. Charles 0-2. That's why they play the games, Lee.
Yeah, and you know, in the night like tonight, I guess we're deserving of one of those that makes you say wow, and not in a bad way. You know, that it's right. A team to get in the first win, and a team that struggled. I mean, what, St. Charles only scored 10 points all year.
Well,
I think,
and Deke is working at it over there at St. Charles, but you're going against a powerhouse, a historical powerhouse in Amanda Clear Creek. Now, I don't know what they are this year. It's hard to tell. But for some reason, St. Charles just had their number tonight. Now, is it a matchup thing? I don't know. I didn't see the game. But I'm telling you what, that's a great win for St. Charles. It's a huge win for St. Charles.
Oh, you're talking St. Charles team, what, lost 41-0 to Big Walnut and then lost 34-6. Amanda Clear Creek had beaten Jonathan Alder. You know, I mean, that's going to be a fun bus ride home for Deke and the boys.
Well, and there's Jonathan Alder, a team that traditionally wins 9 games a year, mm-hmm. and they're 0-3. They haven't won a game yet this year. They've got a new coach, you know, because their coach went up to
Jerome.
So, I mean,
Brent Glass.
Here we go. Here we go. So,
and definitely a shocker there as we end our first hour together on the Scoreboard Show here. Oh, I thought you had something to say. You're just excited that we're that hour number one is up.
Be careful. This is Catholic Radio.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show as we hit the top of the hour, but we'll have more finals coming up for you as well as some coaches here in hour number two. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof, 444.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs, more than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to help kick off our home football season at the Cardinal Kickoff Tailgate on September 10th. Join us at 5 p.m. for food, fun, and fellowship before the Cardinals take on Youngstown Cheney at Walt Plank Field. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world. Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. Oaklandnursery.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Why do Catholics honor Mary so much? When Jesus had given us everything on the cross, he looked down and saw one last gift, his mom. And he told his beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." And he told his mother, "Behold your son." That beloved disciple was John, but it's also you. Jesus gave you his mother to be your spiritual mom. God didn't save us as individuals, but as a family. And the most highly honored human being in the family of the church, not including Jesus himself, who also happens to be God, it isn't some super apostle or great prophet or warrior king. It's a mom. Largely unnoticed in this life, and now called Ark of the New Covenant, Terror of Demons, Help of Christians, Queen of Heaven and Earth. But the most honored title she has is Mother, Mother of God and our Mother. So why do we honor Mary so much? Because she's our mom. And that's a good insight into the weight of glory waiting for all mothers. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hour number two of the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. I am Ryan Baker. He is the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And we've got our head coach with us as well, Larry Wolf. Week number three of the high school football season. And we've had some big matchups to start the year and no difference here tonight. Let's go ahead and run through the finals that we do have here on the evening, guys. We'll get some things from you guys as we go along here. Last night, Afrocentric improved to 2-1. 1. They beat Mifflin by a score of 38-6. Bern Union is 3-0. They beat Rosecrans tonight, 48-6, the final in that one. Central Crossing, 35-18. They beat Northland tonight. Lancaster, 34-15. They beat Olentangy Lee. I saw a cool picture in this one of Lancaster's team captain handing Coach Brian Schoonover the ball as he got his first win as Lancaster's head coach this evening.
Yeah, that's pretty big. And you know, but we expected Coach Schoonover to do this. He did it at Groport. He turned Groport around.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, they beat Pickerington Central that year. You know, I mean, and that's a high water mark for any program in Central Ohio.
Shockwaves.
Yeah, and it really did. You know, he went down there as assistant to Coach Carpenter last year, and you know, taking over took him a little bit of time. You know, they lose to Pickerington North, they lose to Marysville, Marysville, and then you know, now they just kind of
get in today. And I told him how weird that was that Rob Carpenter wasn't coaching at Lancaster anymore. It's just awkward.
He's been there for 4,000 years.
Yeah. Man. But congratulations to Coach Schoonover getting his win. Marion Hardin, they get a good win tonight. They beat Newark by a score of 33-6. Pick Central's 3-0. They shut out North Allegheny 35-0. Big Walnut, they also get a shutout tonight. They beat Beechcroft by a score of 42-0. Hartley with a 48-21 win over Canal Winchester tonight. Olentangy Berlin, they're 3-0. They beat Dublin Scioto 17-7 tonight. Westerville North with a 49-16 win over Watkins Memorial. Hilliard Derby, Larry, there we go, 34-31. They knock off.
Go Panthers.
They knock off Westerville South tonight. Dublin Jerome's 3-0. They are 24-20 winners over Shaker Heights in Lee. This was one of the teams that we debated last week after the show if they should be in the Super 7 or not. I'm thinking I'm going to have to put them in this week.
Yeah, and I always talk to a couple guys in the staff and say, those are some of the best conversations that we have is, you know, after the show, just debating, seeing the first couple guys, what's their Super 7? You know, and guys put a lot of thought and take a lot of fun in it.
Hey, do Jerome a favor. Don't jinx them. Leave them out of there. Let them be the team that nobody knows anything about. They let them quietly go 4-0 or 5-0.
Maybe we'll ask Coach Glass if we get to talk to him what he thinks about that.
We're going to make him number one next week and see how he liked that.
I don't know. We're making him number one.
Hey, another team that could be moving up. They were in there, but Marysville, 31-6, big win over Pick North tonight.
They are a good football team, boys. They are a good team.
And Marysville's one of those teams that you just – don't know. I mean, you know they're going to be good. You don't know how good. And I'm trying to think. It might have been Nate Hillerich that said that's a team with state championship aspirations. Mm-hmm. And you don't hear a lot of coaches say that about other teams. I mean, he obviously was impressed with them before they played. I'm sure he's really impressed now. But that statement kind of stuck with me.
Well, Marysville football is a lot like, you know, Novocaine. They just wear on you and wear on you. Suddenly they put you to sleep. They just squeeze the life out of you because they keep the football.
Dublin Kaufman, they're 0-3. They fall to Cincinnati Princeton 44-14. A tough start for Coach Stokes in his tenure at Kaufman. Hilliard Bradley, they're 2-1. They beat Westerville Central tonight 38-7. Hilliard Davidson, they're 3-0. They beat Independence 20-0. Larry, this is one of those teams we've talked about. Do we know how good they are?
I'm not sure because we're not sure how good Independence is. We're not, you know what I mean? This is not a Davidson team that beat a Pick Central or a Pick North or a traditional powerhouse. We're not sure yet, but they're 3-0. Now they play Derby next week.
Derby next week.
Oh, here we go.
And I know one thing, Leo Nixon, he's pretty good, the running back.
Absolutely.
For Hilliard Davidson, for sure, very experienced.
Yeah, but it's been Johnny Weir getting a lot of the play.
You're right.
Mean, and you know, and Leo might be a little bit more of a decoy because Johnny Weir's been rolling up some yards.
Well, and Leo is the guy, again, coming in, he's the marquee kid. He's the marquee player. You have to stop him, and so that opens up the floodgates for other people.
Olentangy Liberty falls to 1-2. They lose to Cincinnati St. Xavier 49-0 tonight. Toledo Central Catholic 28-0 winners over Olentangy Orange. Upper Arlington's 3-0, 38-7. They beat Springboro. New Albany, they are 3-0 as well. They knock off Licking Heights tonight 49-14. DeSales falls on the road at Berea Mid Park 34-27. Watterson gets their first win of the year. They beat Reedy 24-7. We'll talk to their head coach, Brian Kennedy, here in just a couple minutes on the Scoreboard Show. St. Charles with their first win. They beat Amanda Clear Creek 14-9. Granville's 3-0, knocking off Eastmore 54-18. London, they get their first win of the year, beating Marion Franklin 48-6. Chillicothe shuts out Walnut Ridge 32-0, the final in that one. Newark Catholic, they're 3-0. They beat Columbus Academy tonight 35-15. Northridge 17, Grandview 14. Bloom Carroll's 3-0. They top Jonathan Alder 23-3 tonight. Jackson beats Tri-Valley 24-3. West Jeff 24-7 winners over Greenan. And Matt Mechanicsburg knocks off Madison Plains tonight by a score of 50-14. We talked about the ebbs and flows in that Hartley Canal Winchester game tonight. Their head coach Brad Birchfield joins us on the Scoreboard Show after a 48-21 win. And coach, big first quarter from your first team, 21-0 at the end of one, but then at the half it was 21-21. Talk about how you were able to bounce back from that second quarter tonight.
Yeah, we kind of we obviously didn't play well in the second quarter. We fumbled the ball in the end zone, and they obviously had a touchdown. Then we had them stopped kind of on fourth down, and we jumped off sides. And so we'd have felt a lot better if it was 21-7, but it was 21-21. There really isn't a lot of hollering or yelling. We saved that for Tuesday and Wednesday practice. So it was more like we're in. Every single game we play is going to be really, really tight, really, really close. They probably have not had many close games. Every week we've played close games. Just we'll be fine. Let's keep it. You know, our idea is just keep it to the fourth quarter and find a way to win it. And then we exploded in the second half, really played well, and defense played great. I mean, I was really proud of them, and we were able to throw the ball well. They did a good job of kind of taking away off tackle, so forced us to throw the football a little bit, and obviously we got a lot of experience there. And we're getting better. We're not close to where we're going to be, obviously, when you hear me talk about the – turnovers and things like that, but we're going to get there. I think there's no question we're going to get there.
Well, I guess that's one thing. Well, congratulations, Coach, on the win. And I guess the one thing that caught my eye was, you know, Trey Saunders, you know, four touchdowns tonight, two rushing, one receiving, a punt return, and he had 105 receiving yards. Yeah, I guess that number kind of popped out at me. You said you passed a little bit more. What was it you saw? Talk a little bit about Trey's game, and then what did you see where you thought you'd pass it a little bit more tonight?
Well, I mean, we go into every game not knowing kind of what we're going to do, and that's why it's so difficult for us early season, because we don't know what we're good at doing, and it's really difficult against good people to create an identity. And but they did, you know, they loaded up kind of off tackle and took away, you know, our off tackle plays, which we love that to be our identity. And like I said, we've got, you know, an experienced quarterback back there. And when the receivers are Richard and Trey and Anthony Murphy, and our running backs obviously can catch them out of the backfield, you know, we spent a lot of time trying to get better at that. And because we know we're going to need it. I mean, we learned a lot of that from a year ago, that we know we're going to need to be a little bit more versatile and use the skills that the kids have.
Well, two things I have to talk to you about. You actually get to yell at your kids on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm surprised that that's still allowed at Bishop Hartley. And the second thing is, people don't realize you guys run the football well. Obviously, they know that. But you have been able to pass the ball very efficiently for several years. I mean, you hit a lot of what some people might call even short passes, but you have such good receivers that they can take a 10 or a 12-yard pass and turn it into a 50-yard gain overnight. Talk to us about their ability on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, I think efficiency is what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to have a lot of completions, and if they play tight, we want to get behind them, and if they play loose, we want to be, you know, we'd love one to stop the run and play tight, because a lot of years we've kind of hit guys deep and practiced and got good at it. So, yeah, no, it's important. You know, a long time ago, I think one of these guys that run the football, I'd heard or read that he said, you know, teams love it if they can pass for 300 yards and run for 100 yards. Well, what if it was reversed? Wouldn't you love it just as much? And we thought, well, it probably makes a lot of sense. So that's kind of what we go with there. But, yeah, you know, we still try to coach them hard. It's just – it's again, I lamented last week, and it's easier to lament after a win. It's just really hard to get the team to be the best it can be you know, through the week in practice. I mean, it's just, it's grueling, and we've had some grueling weeks, but we're coming together, and we're finding the right combinations. Kids are working hard, but it is, you know, I live in Canal Winchester down the street from high school. So there was probably a little bit of personal, pride that took over a little too much.
So there's going to be a for sale sign on your front lawn tomorrow morning. Is that what you're telling me?
It might be cookies out there. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're probably not going to eat out tomorrow in Canal Winchester, are you?
A lot of good people there. There's no question. I like it.
Well, you talked about big game after big game after big game, and I guess we can add one more big game there. I mean, you've got Cleveland Benedictine coming in next week. They just won big tonight. They're 3-0. It just gets easier, doesn't it, Coach?
Piece of cake.
You want to talk about not getting sleep? I mean, you just think to yourself, because Canal was 2-0 and playing really well, and you don't get that one, and then. You know, I watched Benedictine last Saturday night just whip the snot out of Toledo Central Catholic. I mean, they beat the snot out of them. So this, I don't want to think about it, but you can't get your mind off it. I don't think it's a stretch to say this may be one of the best teams we've ever played. I mean, they're good everywhere, and, you know, we've got to have some distinct game plan that gives ourselves a chance to control the game as best we can. I mean, these guys are... But it will make us better. Like, it will. These games will make us better when it matters the most. It matters the most in the CCL games and in the playoffs. And with beating Harvest Prep and Canal, those are enormous points that we just created for ourselves. The kids put themselves in an unbelievable position.
Well, you've always talked about that, Coach. That it's you know, it's not making a schedule that you go 10-0. It's making a schedule so hopefully you're playing in Week 15. But every once in a while, do you think, boy, that 10-0 schedule would be awful nice?
Well, you know, I think so. Listen, there's no question that when you create a schedule of teams that you're going to beat, people like you more. They don't yell at you. You don't get phone calls. You don't get emails. You don't get suggestions. And I don't care what anyone says. And we have the most unbelievable community in the world. But no one likes that. No one likes. And when you have tough times, of course, we're built on resiliency and grit. But still, no one likes to do that. If I had a choice between resiliency and having the wind at our back, and we would all take the wind at our back, it feels better, and it has some benefit to it. But what's best for us, you know, we always kind of talk to the kids about, will you do what's right even though it doesn't feel good, and can you keep yourself from doing what feels good even though it's not right? And that's kind of how we look at the schedule as well. Like, you have to do this if we want to have the best chance to be successful against really good football teams in the Central Catholic League and in the playoffs.
Well, Coach, you've had a pretty good track record with that. So continue what you're doing. Continued success to you and the Hawks. And we'll look forward to that big one next week against Benedictine.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you.
Good job, Bergie.
He's the head coach of Bishop Hartley, Brad Birchfield. His team gets by Canal Winchester tonight, 48-21. Watterson gets their first win of the year. They knock off Reedy tonight. The final score in that one, 24-7. Their head coach, Brian Kennedy, joining us now on the scoreboard. So, Coach, first things first, congratulations on the first win of the year. How good did it feel?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. You know, fellas, winning's always better than losing. So, no, it felt good. You know, last 2 weeks, we've been in really tight battles. I mean, this was a tight battle. So it was good for our kids to get some confidence and learn how to win, how to finish a game.
Coach Reedy, onside kick, very first opening kickoff of the game, and then the first play they throw a touchdown pass. What's your thinking there as you get blitzed right there at the very beginning?
I'm thinking we should have worked some more hands team during practices on kickoff return. You know, I mean, good for them, right? Like, they executed, they came out with a game plan, they executed, you know, and our kids, they threw the first shot, right? And so, you know, we had plenty of time. There's no panic. You know, it's just we got to calm down. That's two plays. Let's go make two plays. So, I mean, certainly not how I wanted to start the game, but I thought we did a pretty good job dealing with the adversity.
Brian, this is Coach Wolf. I used to be one of your biggest fans, but now you beat my Reedy boys. That's it. You're off. You're off the mailing list. No Christmas cards for you, pal. That's the way it goes. I mean, I love you, but hey, listen, you beat up my Reedy boys. I can't have that. It's been a long time. It's been since 1989. That's forever.
Yeah, I was a sophomore last time we played them.
I didn't realize you were that old. That's unbelievable that you're still upright and taking nourishment at that age. It's incredible. It's been a long time. It's a long time coming. So good for Reedy for scheduling, and good for you guys for scheduling Reedy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, they're a good team. They're a well-coached team. They're big. They're physical. I mean, I was very impressed with them. I mean, you know, they had a big win last week, and they came in here and played. I mean, just is exactly how you would expect Reed to play, man. That's a very good football team.
Well, now, Coach, next week you're scheduled to play Licking Valley. Obviously, they didn't play tonight because of the COVID protocol. You've got a, I guess, more experience than what you'd probably want this year with scrambling with that. How's that affect your approach? I mean, you go into Mar thinking, okay, we're going to play Licking Valley, or do you start looking around saying, okay, who can we schedule?
No, I mean, you got to, you know, they're going to let us know early next week, right? I think they shut down, you know, Valley's not going to, they're not going to cancel too many games, right? They want to play. So they're going to let us know, you know, Monday or Tuesday. I mean, I'm going to go in, you know, we're going to go in and go play them. We're going to look at Valley film, and we're going to get ready to play Licking Valley.
So you play if you play Valley, you're playing there. And
correct.
that's an atmosphere that few communities match. Do you talk to the guys about that atmosphere? I mean, those are people tailgating at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. I mean, it's a different experience.
Or Thursday.
Yeah, no, you know, I mean, and that's what's great about high school football, right? Is that type of atmosphere, right? You want to go, you want to get a hostile crowd. I mean, all that, the band, the fans, people screaming at you. I mean, that's great. I think about, 4 years ago when we went down to Wheelersburg. Uh-huh. I mean, you want to talk about an atmosphere for high school football.
Been there, done
right?
That.
I mean, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, we might talk to the kids a little bit, but, I mean, man, that's, I mean, if you don't love that, if you don't like walking into a hostile environment and people yelling at you and all that stuff, then, man, you shouldn't be playing high school football.
Definitely, for sure. Coach, congratulations again on the first win of the season. It was good to talk to you. We should do it more.
No Christmas card for you.
Hey, Larry, I'll still get you one, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll be the only one I get, so I'll appreciate that.
All right, yeah. Hey, fellas, I hope I talk to you 7 more times at least this year.
See you later, Brian.
He's the head coach of Bishop Watterson, Brian Kennedy, his team with a 24-7 win over Reedy tonight. Guys, Gahanna has thrown a touchdown pass late. They knock off Centerville tonight, 26-24. Big win for the Lions.
Huge win for the Lions. I mean, Gahanna's one of those teams, again, that always seem to be 7-3. And 6th, 7th, or 8th seed, and they seem to be in a they had a while there that they seem to be in the playoffs every year, and it was always like, oh wow, Gahanna's in the playoffs.
They are one of those schools to me. They're an enigma. They should be a powerhouse. They've got Jimmys and Joes. They've got good kids. I just don't understand. I see Reynoldsburg passing them by. You know, in the last couple of years, I've seen Reynoldsburg actually passing them by. And that just surprises me. Gahanna Lincoln High School, to me, it's a one-school town. The whole town bleeds, you know, blue and gold. It's a great football school. And I'm happy for them. I'm glad, and I hope they just keep going because they need to do it.
Congratulations to Absolutely. Coach Ward and the Lions on that one. Another big win tonight was by Hilliard Bradley. They smoke Westerville Central by a score of 38-7. Their head coach, Mike Laparo, joining us for the first time this year on the Scoreboard Show. Coach Laparo, a dominating effort from your team tonight. What was the key to the big performance from you guys?
Hi, guys. Well, thanks a lot for having me on. I am on the bus, so if you get a lot of noise, I apologize. I think overall it was our defense. Our defense stayed steady all night long and allowed our offense to kind of find their groove, and they ultimately did that. I think we went for about 460 yards on offense. The defense put up 2 safeties as well. So I think it was just a good all-around performance for the whole program.
Well, Coach, you shortchanged that offense. You guys actually had 462 yards. I don't know what I was looking at the stats, and I said, I've got to ask Coach what he's most impressed about. You outgained them 462-165, or the one that just kind of is stunned me, the time of possession, 36 minutes to 12 minutes.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of the plan on the day, was to slow things down. We were kind of moving too fast last week. You know, you get behind the clock on Darby, it's a problem. So we were moving too fast, and then we weren't getting first downs last week. We were punting when our defense just played the entire time. So we needed to switch that this week, and that's what we focused on, bringing that down a little bit and making sure we control the time of possession.
Well, the guru stole my thunder there because I was going to talk about that 36-12. It's really not fair to just not share the ball more often than that. I think you need to work on that and get it a little bit more like 18, 20 minutes for the other guys. They deserve the football every now and then. Yeah, they should do that. My goodness.
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys are known for being a quick strike kind of team. I mean, you have, you know, quarterbacks and receivers and guys that can get the ball in space and go with it. How in the world, I mean, if a team like a Darby or a Davidson who runs a triple ran it 36-12, I'd understand it. How does a team that you're so multifaceted, how do you do that? How do you make it 36-12?
Well, you know, I mean, we are a spread team, but we're really running the option too. You know, we're running inside zone and mid zone and all that type of stuff. So you can take the same approach. I used to run the option when I was at Northeastern in Delaware. I'm obviously extended from the sales, so Bob taught me a lot, and we used to do that. So, you know, I knew we had to get back to that this week. We had to control the ball. We had to control the clock. So we did it, and did it pretty effectively, and it turned out well for us.
Well, but I'd say you did. 36-12, you did.
But still, with you know, you got a new quarterback in Braden, and he was 18-28, 211 yards, a couple touchdowns. How's he been coming along this first year with you guys?
You know, I think he's slowing down for him, and you know, he came from a smaller school, and you know, I just don't. These atmospheres are different. The speed of the players are different. So he's starting to get it. You can see it clicking, and you know, he did a heck of a job tonight with his decision making. He also scored a 92-yard touchdown run on a QB sneak, so he can fly too, which is a good part for him. He's multifaceted, and that helps him out quite a bit.
Coach, first 3 weeks have been pretty tough with Northview, Darby, and then Westerville Central, Davidson on the horizon next week. How do these first three games get you ready for a big rivalry game, your second big rivalry game next week?
Oh, you guys are jumping ahead. The gauntlet starts this week. It's Marysville, then Pick Central.
Oh, okay.
So no rest for the weary over here.
It's Darby and Davidson week next week. That's my bad. It is Marysville.
Well, it just got a lot
easier. That's even easier.
Brian made it easier for you. Marysville just throttled Pickerington North.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I'm glad you used the word throttle. That's outstanding.
Three or four more cups of coffee. You just stay up all night. Don't worry about it there, Coach.
Yeah, I was listening to Birchfield. I'm going to use all his one-liners this week.
Well, sleep's overrated. You don't need any.
I guess not.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over Westerville Central. Very impressive, 38-7, and sounds like you're going to have some fun the next couple weeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to have to dial it in and do all we can to get in that film and give our kids the best chance to win.
He's the head coach of Hilliard Bradley, Mike Laparo, joining us on the AM820 scoreboard show. Again, 38-7, his team knocks off Westerville Central tonight. What we're going to do right now, guys, is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll run through all of the scores again. We've gotten some new ones here, and we've got the Newark Catholics head coach, Ryan Aiello, on the line, and we'll also get a couple more coaches. It's the AM820 scoreboard show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof team is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 40 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid, 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to help kick off our home football season at the Cardinal Kickoff Tailgate on September 10th. Join us at 5 p.m. for food, fun, and fellowship before the Cardinals take on Youngstown Cheney at Walt Plank Field. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
Flying right along, welcome back. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof. I'm Ryan Baker, and the guys across and to the right of me, the guru Lee Cochran from This Week Sports, and our head coach Larry Wolf. Larry, I like that last segment. You threw a guru in there on Lee.
I know. He's a wrestler sometimes. He's a guru sometimes. You're about to get whipped in this office, so I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
That's all right. As long as we wait till about 11:05, you know, when we're off the air, that's okay.
I'll be the referee.
I'm okay with that. Hey, let's run through the scores here as we have gotten some new ones that just come in. Reynoldsburg, they fall to 0-3 tonight. They lose to Massillon, Washington, 41-22. And guys, we've talked about this. I'm not sure there's a better 0-3 team in the state than Reynoldsburg.
You know what? I can say what I'm thinking, but I'm sure Coach would say, I don't think you ever want to be the best 0-3 team ever.
No, you don't. But it's better to be a 1-3 team next week. They got to win. They got to win. Because if this keeps going like this, you can take a good team and you can ruin it. I mean, because they have to win.
That's what I was going to say. You can lose kids, can't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. You have to win.
And they take on an Olentangy team that's also 0-3. So definitely one of them needs a win. One of them's going to get a win, but it's very badly needed for both of them.
It's going to be a tie game going to five overtimes because it needs to be.
Thursday night, last night, kicked off the week three on the schedule in Afrocentric. They improved to 2-1. They knocked off Mifflin 38-6. One league game this week, and that was in the Mid-State League. Bern Union, they're 3-0. They knock off Rosecrans 48-6. Central Crossing 35, Northland 18 tonight. Groveport gets their first win of the year. They knock off Worthington Kilbourne by a score of 41-23. Lancaster, they got their first win of the season. They beat Olentangy 34-15. Marion Harding, 33-6 winners over Newark. Pick Central, they're 3-0. They continue to roll. They knock off North Allegheny 35-0. Beechcroft, 42-0 winners are losers tonight to Big Walnut. Hartley, 48-21 over Canal Winchester. Olentangy Berlin, they're 3-0. They knock off Dublin Scioto 17-7. Lee, with all the good teams in the area, does Berlin get into the Super 7 this week?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. They've gotten votes. So, you know, it's going to be interesting because we've got so many teams that are that third, fourth, and fifth teams down now, you know, because after Westville South loses, you know, and so it's always pretty solidified, the top three. And I think it's going to be this week as well with Pickerington Central, Up Arlington, and Darby.
Well, does Marysville get in there, though? Marysville's right there for the top three.
Yeah, but then you start seeing, you know, I love Hartley being in there.
Dublin-Jerome, we talked about. They've got a push. Yeah. Yeah.
New Albany. Yeah, you know, that team we're not even talking about. They're just steamrolling everybody.
Bubba Kidwell is under the radar.
Yeah. Yes. And where you want to be.
Absolutely.
Going to be fun to see. When that drops, on Tuesday or Monday?
Tuesday.
Super 7.
Tuesday.
Westerville North, they get their first win of the year, 49-16. They beat Watkins Memorial. Hilliard Darby, they're 3-0. You just mentioned they're in that group right there for right behind Pick Central. 34-31, they beat Westerville South. Dublin Jerome, 3-0 as well. 24-20 winners over Shaker Heights. Marysville, 31-6. They knock off Pickerington North. Cincinnati Princeton gets by Dublin Kaufman 44-14. Hilliard Bradley, we just talked to Coach Laparo. They win 38-7 tonight over Westerville Central. Hilliard Davidson pitches the shutout. They're 3-0, 20-0 over Independence.
That's going to be your game of the week next week, though.
Davidson Darby.
As way it should be.
Absolutely. Cincinnati St. X hands Olentangy Liberty their second loss of the season, 49-0. Olentangy Orange, they get shut out as well. Toledo Central Catholic beats them 28-0. Upper Arlington, they're 3-0 on the year. They hammer Springboro 38-7. Gahanna gets their second win of the year. They're 2-1. They beat Centerville tonight 26-24. Larry, you mentioned New Albany, 49-14. They knock off Licking Heights tonight. DeSales falls to 1-2. They lose on the road at Berea Mid Park 34. 24-27. Waterson, 24. Reedy, 7. St. Charles gets their first win of the season, 14-9 over Amanda Clear Creek. East beats Thurgood Marshall, 41-8, the final in that one. South hammers Whetstone, 60-0 with the shutout. Granville, 54. Eastmore, 18. London, their first win of the year, 48-6. They beat Marion Franklin. Chillicothe, 32-0 over Walnut Ridge. Lee, Walnut Ridge in three games has scored 0 points. That is not what we expect.
No, it's not what you expect from Walnut Ridge. I mean, they are consistently one of the better City League teams, and it's just odd to see it. It's very odd.
Yeah, Byron Maddox leaves there, and obviously you don't want to say it's all that. I'm sure there are multiple factors, but he leaves Walnut Ridge as head coach, and they've kind of gone downhill a little
bit here.
Kip Columbus beats Bexley tonight by a score of 40-26. Buckeye Valley, 29-21 winners over Mount Vernon. Newark Catholic, 35-15 winners over Academy. As soon as we're through the scores, we'll talk to their head coach, Ryan Aiello. Northridge gets a late field goal, and they top Grandview, 17-14. Whitehall's 2-1. They beat Marion Pleasant tonight, 46-14. Bloom Carroll, 3-0 after a 23-3 win over Jonathan Alder. Fairfield Union gets their first win of the year, 26-12. They knock off Lakewood. Liberty Union, 6, the final in that one. I misskipped over this one. Heath beats Circleville 45-0 tonight. Taze Valley, they're 3-0. They beat Ashland 23-21. Fairfield Christian, their first win of the year. They top Reedsville Eastern 21-14. Jackson, 24-3 winners over Tri-Valley. Fredericktown knocks off Utica 28-6. West Jeff, they're still undefeated, 24-7. They knock off Greenan tonight. Worthington Christian, they're 3-0. They beat Miami Valley Christian tonight by a score of 30-16. And Mechanicsburg, 50-14 winners over Madison Plains. We talked about Newark Catholic getting that big 35-15 win over Columbus Academy tonight. Their head coach, Ryan Aiello, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, Columbus Academy, that's a heck of a program. These are two smaller schools. It's always a good game. Talk about the atmosphere at this one tonight with you guys in Academy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was our first home game this season at Whitefield. So we're very proud of our community and their showing and what they brought this football team this evening.
Well, Coach, all three of your games have been, at least three touchdowns. How do you convince the kids we can get better, we have to get better, and we must get better?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, that really starts, I would say, with our senior leadership and, you know, having that just drive and desire to continue to improve. You know, that was a big emphasis for us is we've got to find a way to each and every day take advantage of each and every rep as we move forward here. So very proud of our senior leadership. And again, you're watching film and you can't help but notice and make some of those corrections and trying to get the kids to understand that. Imagine if we were to do X, Y, Z better, you know, the situation that would put our kids in offensively or defensively to make that much better of a play and put us in that much better of a position to be successful.
Ryan, historically, you guys have been a very balanced offense. You have a pretty good quarterback who can deliver the football. Mm-hmm. You have strong running backs. You usually have good offensive line. What's the keys to your offense being as productive as it is right now?
Yeah, I really honestly say all those components. You know, I think this particular game, you know, you play such a talented, well-coached team in Columbus Academy, and they are. That's a heck of a – I'm so proud of our kids. That was just a great win for us, the newer Catholic community there, against just a great team. But all those components coming together was huge. You know, I really thought all three phases, because we were up and down at times throughout the course of this game. You know, our defense struggled in the beginning, and our offense came out and just firing on all cylinders. It was great. You know, then our offense got in some tough situations. Our defense came up with some very big plays later on in the game. So all those components coming together, O-line, quarterback, running back, wide receivers doing their job. You know, when you get those things meshing together, you know, that's when you got something that can be great. You know, it wasn't perfect at times, but we're making strides in that direction.
Coach, I know that every coach, and it's the way it is, you always talk about the week, just that week. You don't look ahead, you don't look back, but you're 3-0 now, and you've beaten some pretty quality teams with Reedy, Nelsonville, York, and Columbus Academy. Does that make this 3-0 start a little more special, knowing the teams that you've gone through so far?
Yeah, because anytime you're 3-0, definitely proud of our kids. You know, they're earning it, they're working for it, which is a great thing. I think as a football coach, I think it's great to see that we play different types of teams. So our kids, academy, very different, spread the ball out, 3-by-1, 2-by-2, 10 personnel type sets, gotten a little bit of 11 where we've seen kind of 21 personnel type sets in the past 2 weeks. So for our kids to be able to adapt to that, I think from the defensive side of the ball and even what their academy's defense was bringing with their defense to our offense, for our kids to be able to adapt, within that week and make some of those adjustments and changes appropriately, that was great to see as a coach.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the impressive 3-0 start. Good luck to you and the Green Wave next week when you take on Fort Loramie.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Really do appreciate you having me.
The head coach of Newark Catholic, Ryan Aiello, his team victorious over Columbus Academy, 35-15 tonight. That is a great small school matchup.
It is, and you got to tip your hat to Newark Catholic. They've had a phenomenal program since about 1968. I mean, they have just been as good a football program as any in the state of Ohio, regardless of size. They have been tremendous, high quality, and Ryan has taken over, and he just has continued it.
Well, you look at their schedule, and I would never say this to Coach Aiello when he's on there, but I mean, they've got in 2 weeks they've got Licking Heights, and that's a Division II school, and you're Division VII playing Division II, that's a step up, but they can handle it. But you look at the schedule, I mean, it looks like Johnstown's down. The only real hurdle left that it looks at this point, things can change, I know, but is Heath in week 9. Heath improved to 3-0. Mm-hmm. I mean, they get through this, even at 9-1. I mean, you're looking at the number one seed in that region.
Yeah, well, not just that, but this schedule, even playing bigger schools, even if they're not as talented or not as good, they're still bigger, stronger, more kids. It gets them ready for the Division VII playoffs.
It's almost like how we always talk about, Watterson or DeSales and Hartley always playing up. That's all Newark Catholic can do is play up.
Yep.
Impressive start for them. An impressive performance this week from Marysville as they hammer Pickerington North by a score of 31-6. Their head coach, Brent Johnson, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, man, what a great win from your team. Were you surprised at all by your team's dominant performance tonight?
Well, we knew it was going to be a big competitive game. We had to go on the road. I didn't know how our kids would handle that. There were some question marks. Pick North is well coached, and they're very athletic. And so our kids went and played, and the ball bounced our way and ended up with a big win for the Monarchs.
Well, Coach, on our computer, it said need to get to him. Battery might give out on his phone. There was no battery given out on that team tonight, especially at the beginning. Cam Jones returning the opening kick, 93 yards for a touchdown. That's just great coaching, isn't it?
Just great coaching. You got that one right. We talked to our kids before the game, and it was Pick's home opener. They had the new turf put in. It was a big crowd, and we knew we had to go in there, and our goal was to win the first 5 minutes of that game and try to just settle into the game. And we were fortunate enough to pop the opening kick off, and I that really got us going. And defensively, I thought we really played well tonight. Our offense, they stymied us. They were really physical and fast, and it took us a while to find the crack, and finally we did in the second half, and our kids responded. So it was a great way to start the game.
Well, Brent, I always told our kids they had to overcome coaching because we were never accused of being great coaches. But next week, you're going to get a Hillier-Bradley team that's coming off a 38-7 shellacking of Westerville Central, and they may be hitting their stride at the right time. That's going to be a big game for you guys because you're looking at it 2-0 right now and a chance to go to 3-0, and Laparo's hoping for a chance to get another win here and get on the good side of the winning record. That's going to be a great matchup next week.
That's going to be a really good matchup. We got to go on the road again, so that has its challenges. And Coach Laparo does a phenomenal job, and has for many years with that program. And we're kind of you know, when we got our game one canceled, you know, Lancaster picked North Bradley, and that's a lot of tests. And, you know, our kids are going to have to come back and just have that workers' mentality of be 1-0 and how do we get better. And we got a lot of things to work on, and I think our kids are pretty tuned into that right now.
Coach Lee talked about the kickoff return for a touchdown by Cam. He also had a pick six on defense as well. Big plays like that on special teams and defense when you score, how can that spark your team?
Well, it really did. You know, it allowed our kids tonight to really settle in and kind of relax. And defensively, we were flying around and our eyes were right. And, you know, it gave us, I call it complimentary football. You know, when our offense was kind of trying to find its way, our defense was hanging in there for us and found a way to get some points. Our special teams got some points, which really allowed us to take the time to find that. You know, and we're grateful for that. Coach Pites and Coach Brandfast, our coordinators defensively, did a phenomenal job calling the game, and the kids played it. So Cam had a really good game for us. He was pretty happy after the game.
Well, Coach, you said you were flying around. I think Pickerington North ended up with about 150 yards of offense. As I said, you said your defense is flying around. Do you ever get to take the chance just to look and watch and say, man, this is fun to watch? I know you're coaching, but do you ever get that opportunity during a game?
No, you know, you're so into the game and we got guys with eyes in certain spots and you just want to do your job. You want to put the kids in the best position to be successful. And I think that's more for Saturday mornings, just kind of watching through film. And I know our kids run to the ball. That's something we pride ourselves on. And that started all the way back in the day with Weiskircher. And we've tried to uphold that and keep that tradition going.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the huge win tonight, the nice 3-0 start, and we'll definitely be paying attention next week, Marysville and Bradley. It'll be a big one.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
He's the head coach of Marysville. Brent Johnson and Lee, I was out in Marysville actually this afternoon around lunchtime. The Monarchs hats, the Monarchs shirts, they were out. They were ready for this one tonight.
Yeah, and it's another one-school community, and you know, but another program that you just look at and they're always seem to be hanging around. And Coach Johnson, I mean, they had their dip there for a while. And Coach Johnson's done a heck of a job turning that around. And, you know, but if you can play defense, like Coach, I'll ask you, did you ever just, I mean, were you able to ever just enjoy a game and for, just even for a couple moments say, daggone, we're playing good tonight?
Only late when you know it's well in hand do you get a chance to take a breather. Usually when you've got, as I used to call them, the shock troops in, you know, mm-hmm. These are kids you're just happy to see on the field. You hope they do something really good because they've practiced all week being the other guys and getting their brains beat in all week as a scout team. And that's when you can really enjoy it. But he's right. You're watching, you're looking through a keyhole. And people would say, well, did you know what happened on your bench? I don't have a clue what happened on my bench behind me. Are you kidding me? I'm looking through a keyhole. I'm looking at just one specific thing on every play, and everybody's got a job to do, and you get so wrapped up in the job. It's really one of those things. Friday night is not for coaches. Friday night is for the players. Monday through Thursday is for the coaches, but Friday night's for the players because we have the worst seat in the house. We really don't know what's going on out there. We have, you know, eyes in the sky telling us, but we don't really have a clue until we watch the film the next day, and we'll see stuff that we thought, did that really happen? We, you know, guys, the two guards will pull the opposite direction and hit each other on the same play, and the play will go for 25 yards. You go, now how did that happen? Well, the linebackers were reading the guards, and they ran into each other. So it worked out. You know, it's one of those stupid things.
And knowing you, that's probably a play that you added to the playbook at that point.
Yeah.
Hey, that worked? Boom, we're going to do it.
Did I tell you they tried to overcome coaching every week? Yeah, that's what our kids did.
And that's why most of these coaches always say, I'm going to have to take a look at the film to find out.
You don't have a clue.
What really happened.
You're only watching one tiny little thing.
We're going to take our final break of the evening, but when we come back, we'll run through all the scores and hopefully get a couple more coaches. We've got messages out there trying to get some of them, so hopefully we'll get a couple more to talk to. Final segment next, the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roof.
It's easy to lose focus in our busy world.
Oakland Nursery encourages you to put the important things in life at the center of your life. When you look at your daily schedule, ask yourself if things like prayer, family, and friends are a priority. Oakland Nursery is conveniently located in Columbus, Delaware, New Albany, and Dublin, or you can shop online at oaklandnursery.com. oaklandnursery.com.
Working as part of a team is strong. Working with a team of more than 1 million soldiers is Army Strong. Join the U.S. Army and train in one of more than 150 career fields. That's more options than any other military branch. Visit your local Army recruiter or log on to GoArmy.com for more. There is Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list as a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries. Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Final segment, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, week number 3 in the books. Well, I don't know if that's quite in the books. It's in the books for us just about, but there are a couple games tomorrow here as I will look at my schedule. Just one, though, Portsmouth Notre Dame and Fisher Catholic. Fisher Catholic looks to get their second win of the season. Let's go ahead, guys, and let's run through these scores one more time here as we head towards the end of our time together. Again, it all started off last night. Afrocentric, they're 38-6 winners over Mifflin. Hartley, 48-21, they knock off Canal Winchester. Big Walnut shuts out Beechcroft, 42-0. Reynoldsburg falls to 0-3. They lose to Massillon Washington, 41-22. Pickerington Central, 35-0 winners over North Allegheny tonight. Marion Harding gets by Newark, 33-6. Lancaster gets their first win with Coach Brian Schoonover, 34-15 over Olentangy. Groveport, they get their first win, too. They knock off Worthington Kilbourne, 41-23, the final in that one. Central Crossing gets a 35-18 win over Northland. And Burn Union, they're 3-0. They beat Rosecrans, 48-6. Olentangy Berlin, 17-7 winners over Dublin Scioto. Westerville North gets their first win, 49-16. They beat Watkins Memorial. Hilliard Darby, 34-31. They beat Westerville South. Larry was in here loving that one the whole time, watching that one as we were
still
talking
to
coaches. Dublin Jerome, they're 3-0 too. They beat Shaker Heights 24-20. Marysville, 31-6 winners over Pickerington North. Cincinnati Princeton beats Dublin Kaufman 44-14, the final in that one. Hilliard Bradley, they knock off Westerville Central 38-7. Hilliard Davidson with a shutout tonight. They beat Independence 20-0. Olentangy Liberty, they get shut out tonight, falling to Cincinnati St. Xavier 49-0. Olentangy Orange, they also get shut out 28-0. They lose to Toledo Central Catholic. And Upper Arlington, they are 3-0. They knock off Springboro tonight by a score of 38-7. Their head coach, Justin Buttermore, joins us now on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Coach, another impressive outing from your team beating Springboro 38-7. What did you like most about your team's performance this evening?
Well, I think what we're most happy about was just we played really well in all three phases, and we got great contributions from the special teams, and offense had a couple of great sustained drives, and the defense created turnovers again. So all three phases played well, and it led to a lopsided score against a good team.
Well, Coach, it's kind of interesting you say all three phases played well, because all three phases played well, and it's Upper Arlington's first 3-0 start in 5 years. What do you still have areas to improve in?
Well, we still have to finish drives on offense. We're settling for field goals sometimes when you'd like to score touchdowns when you're down in the red zone. And defensively, we're still giving up too much yardage. I mean, we're playing bend but don't break, and we've made some big plays. And tonight we had a couple 80-plus-yard interception returns for a touchdown. But in between, we're probably still giving up
few too many yards.
Well, you know, Coach, we're getting to that point in the season where you can't hide anymore. Now, everybody thought coming in this year you guys were going to have a pretty decent team, but now you're 3-0 and you're getting ready to head toward the league. You know, it's another week away or so, but now the matchups start to come. Now the people that know you the best, how does that change your preparation, or how does that change the way this game is to be played on Friday night?
Well, I think it's to be honest with you, it both helps and hurts with game planning. You're right, the other team knows you better than maybe these teams from outside the area. But at the same time, you know, we know a little bit more and can evaluate the teams in Central Ohio better than maybe we can evaluate a Springboro or a Toledo, St. Francis de Sales, because the teams they're playing, we're just not as familiar with. So, you know, I think there's benefits and drawbacks to both. But we're excited after a couple of really long trips. We're excited to get back to OCC play and playing around Central Ohio.
Coach, it's not a league game next week, but Westerville Central, a team you played a couple times last year, the team that knocked you out of the postseason, is that going to be in the back of your players' minds next week?
You know, I'm sure the kids, obviously they remember it, and I'm sure it'll be motivation, but, you know, it's something that happened last year. Really, I don't believe that will have a huge effect on this year. We got to prepare and beat them with execution and effort. So, you know, we all remember that, and it was not a great feeling, but we're excited to obviously have another shot at them this year.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the 3-0 start. I know we've talked to you a couple times already this year, and that's a good thing because that means you're winning. So keep up the good work.
All right, we appreciate it.
He's the head coach of Upper Arlington, Justin Buttermore. His team 3-0 after a 38-7 beatdown over Springboro tonight.
They're not a secret anymore. I mean, we knew they had a great running back. We didn't know how great he was, but now you put him behind an offensive line that seems to be executing, a defense that seemed to come up with some timely interceptions and turnovers. Listen.
And an experienced quarterback, yeah, too, back
absolutely.
There playing well.
Absolutely.
And when you got Griesok running for, what, 383, a school record 383 in that opener, you know, and we talked to Coach Buttermore after that second game, after the game against Toledo St. Francis, he said, well, they're kind of keying on him. You know,
you
that's
think?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know a whole lot about Coach, but I think I even know that. But you know, having that balance, having a good quarterback, I mean, you take away one, you know, it's just like Coach Birchfield said, and they're a running team. You know, they were stacking a little bit, so we had to throw. And he even said, we realize you have to be able to do that. You just can't be a one-trick pony.
You have to be too good to be a one-trick pony. You have to be too good. Mm-hmm. Because the people you're going to play down the road, they're going to be just as good as you are, and they're going to stop that.
Let's go ahead and keep running through the scores. Gahanna, they get a late touchdown and knock off Centerville tonight, 26-24. Kip Columbus knocks off Bexley, 40-26. Chillicothe gets their first win of the year. They beat Walnut Ridge, 32-0. Same for London. First win of the year, they beat Marion Franklin, 48-6. Granville, they're 3-0 on the year. They beat Eastmore, 54-18. Columbus South, 60-0. They beat Whetstone. I know it's hard here, but is South the cream of the crop in the City League right now?
I'm going to tell you what, the South Bulldog program has really come alive the last couple of years, and they may be as good as anybody in the City League.
Okay.
Go Bulldogs.
Well, you look at it this way, too. League play opens next week. Who would have thought that a marquee matchup in the City League South would be Columbus South at Afrocentric?
Absolutely.
I was just going to say that. I saw that earlier.
Yeah. You know, I mean, no, I mean, five years ago, that's, you know, an afterthought game.
I still love that South has the big guy, Tyrese Ford, 280 pounds back there running the ball in the backfield.
Yeah, you know, and you know, when they get to week 10 for that big showdown with Marion Franklin, I mean, there's a whole lot of South wanting some of that.
I remember when South played Central in 1966 to a 10-10 tie, and you couldn't find the football field. There were so many people at that game. You couldn't find. They were the seats were packed early. They were all the way around the track standing 8 and 10 deep to watch. Now, that's the City League I grew up with. I mean, that's the City League that I remember. You couldn't get a ticket to a basketball game. It's hard to get into the football games. And they had athletes. Like, they still have athletes, but I mean, they had some dudes.
Back then, though, that's when you had one Dublin school, one Olentangy school, one Westerville school,
absolutely.
You know, and
yep. But it seems like they were out in the country. They were out in the country.
Yeah.
So congratulations to South on their 3-0 start. East, they get a win tonight, 41-8 over Thurgood Marshall. St. Charles, their first win of the year, 14-9. They topple Amanda Clear Creek. Bishop Watterson, 24-7 winners over Reedy tonight. DeSales Falls, 34-27 to Berea Mid Park. And New Albany, 3-0 on the year. They beat Licking Heights 49-14. Buckeye Valley gets by Mount Vernon 29-21. Newark Catholic 3-0. They beat Columbus Academy 35-15. Northridge 17. Grandview 14. Whitehall 46-14 winners over Marion Pleasant. Bloom Carroll, they're 3-0. They knock off Jonathan Alder 23-3. Fairfield Union with their first win of the year, beating Lakewood 26-12. Heath 3-0. They beat Circleville 45-0. Liberty Union 14, Nelsonville York 6. Miami Trace with a shutout. They beat Logan Elm 40-0. Taze Valley, they are 3-0, 23-21 winners tonight over Ashland. Fairfield Christian Academy beats Reedsville Eastern 21-14. Worthington Christian 30, Miami Valley Christian 16. West Jeff, they're 3-0, they beat Greenon 24-7. Fredericktown 28-6 over Utica tonight. Jackson topples Tri-Valley 24-3. And Madison Plains falls to Mechanicsburg by a score of 50-14. Lee, some big matchups this week and next week. Larry talked about it. We're getting closer to league play. We actually have some
league games next week.
We actually have some league play next week. Dublin Scioto, Westerville South, both of them coming off of losses. Columbus Academy, Harvest Prep, that'll be a good one. New Albany Lancaster, Pick Central, Pick North, Reynoldsburg Gahanna, Jerome Kaufman, Darby Davidson, Marysville Hilliard Bradley. All the Olentangy schools play each other, with Orange playing Olentangy, Berlin playing Liberty, Westerville Central, Upper Arlington, Cleveland Benedictine, Hartling, Clinton Massey, DeSales, Watterson, Licking Valley. Some huge games next week.
I was trying to get a word in. Coach and I were trying to get a word in. You were on a roll. Yeah, that's the one thing I was looking at, that league play opens next week. But to see, I mean, week four is just kind of developing into that rivalry week. I mean, Central Crossing, Grove City. I mean, Reynoldsburg, Gahanna, as you said. Now, here's the one that it was texted to me from a guy on our staff. Olentangy Orange at Olentangy, Berlin at Liberty. Berlin's 3-0 for the first time in school history. The rest of those teams are a combined 1-8. Yeah. Who would have thunk that?
Nobody. I'm thinking about Birchie over there at Hartley. They're going to play Benedictine. And Benedictine just beat the living bejabbers out of Toledo Central Catholic, I think it was. And Toledo Central Catholic just beat the bejabbers out of Olentangy Orange.
Yeah.
So Toledo Central Catholic beat Orange tonight 28-0. And Benedictine crushed Toledo Central Catholic. And Hartley's going to go up there, and I guarantee you they will show. And they will punch him right in the nose, and they may or may not win the game, but it'll be a street fight.
It'll be a good street fight. Lee, we're 3 weeks into the season now. Your final thoughts here on maybe what we've seen so far this year and week three?
On week three, I look at a couple of the surprise teams. You know, Berlin, we talked about, how Coach Sherritt just sets up such an amazing schedule, and they've pretty much run through it. They had a close one in the opener, but they are just so good. It's interesting to see how, and we talked about how the community slide a little bit.
Oh yeah,
all of Hilliard is looking pretty doggone good. Mm-hmm. All of Olentangy outside of Berlin struggling a little bit right now. We expect them to get it back.
The Dublins are
the same. You know, they're kind of in the middle. You know, but they've kind of flipped over a little bit with Jerome being the team. You know, but you look at Hartley, and you guys talked about it. I mean, my goodness, that would be a whale of a game to go see. You know, all three. You've got all three of the Westerville schools. You know, those. I think we expected all three of them to be good. You know, I'm not saying that they're not, but, you know, North got their first victory tonight, and South and Central both lost. But, you know, I come out of it thinking that we know, you know, probably as little as we've known this entire year outside of Pickerington North. I mean, Lancaster rolling tonight. I mean, that's impressive.
Well, there's a couple schools I think we've identified. Pickerington Central, obviously we knew. Upper Arlington, obviously we knew. Well, we didn't obviously know, but we know it now, I think.
Darby.
Darby's a surprise. There's a couple dark horses.
But we know they're good.
We know they're good.
Blake Horvath has a lot to do with that.
Absolutely. There are two dark horses out there that I just want to see play. Marysville and Bubba Kidwell's boys up there in New Albany are quietly just putting together a pretty doggone good season. And they're 3-0.
But you also look at Hilliard Davidson.
Yep.
There you 3-0.
That's what I was just going to say. That next week is going to be
a great game regardless. But now they're both 3-0. And now they're, this is for all the marbles in Hilliard now.
The other thing when I look forward to next week, that Westerville South Dublin Scioto game could possibly break one of those teams. Whoever wins it, it could propel them, and whoever loses it, it could really hurt them.
Yeah, and Amari Jenkins had a pretty good game tonight, but they said that they were doing a lot of jamming on the receivers, and it flustered him a little bit. You're probably right that one of these teams is it could have a lasting effect on them.
Well, the Westerville South thing tonight with Darby, it's hard to prepare for a team like Darby. We know that they run the triple and they run it well, and they've got a dude at quarterback.
Which is the key to that offense.
Absolutely. They've got three munchkins in the backfield. They're all, you shake them up and change their jerseys and you wouldn't know who's playing where. They're all about the same. They're all between 5'7 and 5'9. They're all about 170. And they're all just plotters. But I'm going to tell you what, you put their quarterback in there and they're supposed to have to play assignment football. And they couldn't get that done on defense tonight. That's all.
Well, I guess the one thing that impressed me a little bit about that game. This is a Darby team that came in giving up 13 points all year, but it only scored 37 points all year. Yep. They got into a bit of a track meet, and they could adjust to that.
Yep. They did.
And that's a big thing.
A good week three, and as you can tell, we're already excited and looking forward to next week and week four. A big thanks to all of our coaches who joined us tonight on the Scoreboard Show. Brad Birchfield of Hartley, his team with a 48-21 win over Canal Winchester. Brian Kennedy, the Waterson Eagles, get their first win 24-7 over Bishop Reedy. Mike Laparo, impressive performance from his Bradley Jaguars, 38-7 over Westerville Central. Ryan Aiello of Newark Catholic, the Green Wave, are 3-0 after a 35-15 win over Columbus Academy. Brent Johnson, Marysville, a huge game tonight, 31-6. They knock off Pickerington North. And Justin Buttermore of Upper Arlington, the Golden Bears, they are 3-0 after they beat Springboro tonight, 38-7. A big thanks to our associate producer, Caden Grady, tonight, doing a good job in there on the coach's line. And, of course, for the guru, Lee Cochran, and our head coach, Larry Wolf, I'm Ryan Baker saying one final time, thanks for listening to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, everyone. We'll see you next week.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.